the Johnson Wax Program. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Company, with Jim Jordan as Fibber, Donald Novis as himself, the Four Notes as the quartet, Zazu Pitts as our special guest, and Billy Mills Orchestra, as they open the show with Life Begins When You're in Love. An announcement of special interest to every housewife. Here's a real bargain offer for you. By acting at once, you can buy Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat in big giant size cans for the same price you usually pay for the regular pound and pint sizes. Now, when you buy these giant size cans, you get 1/3 more wax or glow coat for your money. This offer is made for a limited time only. When the present supply of giant size cans is gone, there won't be any more. So go to your dealer the first thing tomorrow morning. Buy several cans of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat while you can get them at a money-saving price. During spring cleaning, you'll want plenty of wax and glow coat in the house. So don't delay. Get your supply of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat tomorrow without fail. Ask your dealer for the special giant size cans. And get a pint and 1/3 or a pound and 1/3 for the same price you usually pay for 1 pint or 1 pound. Equinox is here, and the air is full of clean-up, paint-up, dress-up, Easter parade enthusiasm. So, in the spirit of general refurbishing, our hero is getting his spring haircut. And here, waiting his turn in the Wistful Vista Tonsorial Parlors, we find Fibber Goldilocks McGee.
Thank you. You're next, sir.
Okay, Bob. Give me a haircut.
Yes, sir. Shall I go right ahead, or do you want an estimate first?
Well, I did get it. Let it get a little long at that. I guess my hair grows fast because I got such a fertile brain. You're a new barber here, ain't you?
Yes, sir. I used to have a shop in the South Seas at Waikiki.
Oh, a beachcomber.
No, just a Hawaiian clipper. Yes. Oh, your hair's getting a little thin on top, isn't it?
Oh, it ain't never no such a thing. There ain't a man in my whole family that ever went bald.
Linen service. Anything today, Frank?
Oh, yes. 2 dozen towels, 6 aprons, 10 bars of soap, and another carton of bear's grease dressing.
How are you fixed for conversation?
No, I guess not today. I still got 18 minutes of the European situation, 7 minutes of who win the pennant, and 4 minutes of will Roosevelt run for a third term.
How about 5 or 6 minutes of the weather ain't what it was when you were a kid?
No, thanks, not today.
Okay.
Hey, what is this? 6 minutes of who'll win the pennant and weather and all stuff like that there.
We barbers subscribe to a conversation service. Every day they supply us with 15 or 20 minutes of monologue with a few jokes. Enough to last one haircut and a shave. Hold still, you.
Yeah, I will. Take plenty off the top, bud.
What do you mean, plenty off the top? I'm just a barber, not a magician. You had plenty off the top when you came in here.
Well, you mean you really think I'm losing my hair? Why, shucks, I ain't a...
Hello there, Frank. How long do I have to wait for a shampoo? I got a heavy day tonight and I want to smell good. Oh, hello there, Johnny. What you doing, getting a fitting for a toupee?
No, I ain't. I'm getting a little tired of being told I'm getting bald.
Hey!
I says, no, I ain't getting measured for a toupee. I don't need one. And even if I did, this is no climate for a convertible top.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to the other feller, say, say it. on this war talk. I've heard nothing but Europe, Europe, Europe all through March. Well, says t'other feller, you're lucky you live over here. You don't have to hear them march, march, march all through Europe. I want a manicure too, Frank. And if you hear bells ringing tonight, it ain't the curfew. That's me kicking the gong around.
There, Bud, goes a gentleman of the old school. He's still a sophomore.
Very good.
You about through with this haircut, Bud?
Yes, sir, all through. Now, how's it look, sir?
Hey, you took a little too much off in front there.
Why, I didn't touch the front. There wasn't any hair there.
What? You... Say, kitten aside, you really think I'm getting bald?
Well, I wouldn't say you were getting bald, exactly. But I bet your comb and brush lay there on the dresser and wonder how they can get on relief. That'll be 90 cents, please.
What? 90 cents for a haircut?
Yes, sir. 75 for the haircut and 15 for a tip. Thank you.
90 cents. That guy's running the wrong kind of a clip joint. Hey, I wonder if I am losing my hair.
Hello there, Pepper. What are you looking so worried about?
Oh, the barber just told me I was getting bald, Bill. You think I am, Billy?
Well, frankly, I do, Pepper. I was telling Don Novus yesterday that your face looked a lot lower than it used to.
Yeah? Oh, how about you? That shiny dome of yours that aroused an awful maternal feeling in an ostrich. You really think my hair's getting thin, eh, Billy?
Gee, I hope I don't get as bald as you. Oh, it doesn't bother me, Fibber. It's a sign of mental activity. There's no grass on a racetrack, you know.
Oh, yeah. Your scalp certainly got the runaround, didn't it? Well, go ahead, Billy. Folks, Don Nova singing I Kiss Your Hand, Madame.
In dreams I kiss your hand, Madame, your dainty fingertips. Any right, madam, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madam, you vanish with a night, madam. In dreams I kiss your hand, madam, and pray my dreams come true.
You must get tired of hearing me say that week after week.
Must I?
Well, no, you don't have to. By the way, Don, take a look at my hair.
All right.
You see anything to give you a shock?
I certainly do.
Uh-huh.
You got a haircut.
No. You think I'm beginning to lose my hair?
Well, I was just talking to Billy about that, and I said that people with wavy hair weren't so apt to get bald.
And what did he say?
He said your hair was waving all right, waving goodbye. Well... See you later, Baldy.
Baldy, if I can't get a little decent respect around here, I'd...
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Hey, Buddy. Buddy, are you Fibber McGee?
You betcha, bud. Where'd you get all the horses?
I just drove them in from Washington, D.C. Your congressman sent them to you.
Hey, wait a minute. There's some mistake. Why is my congressman sending me a herd of horses?
He said you wrote him a letter and asked him to send you as a bunch of steeds.
I didn't say steeds. I said seeds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll give the congressman credit for trying anyway. Well, I guess I better go look up some scalp specialist. Oh, hi, Mrs. Uppington.
Oh, may I have you do, Mr. McGee? Oh, delightful spring weather, isn't it, really?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you know that I actually saw a robin this morning?
No.
Yes, a dear little robin red bosom.
Little robin red bosom. Dear, dear.
Oh, Mr. McGee, I'm afraid you lack all appreciation for the beautiful springtime, with the birds and the bees and the wildflowers. Oh, if I only knew the language of the flowers, so I could greet each tiny green bud high up in the tree.
Why, I can do that, Uppy.
Oh, how, Mr. McGee?
Hi, bud.
Oh, Mr. McGee, must you be so cynical, really? Can't you be more poetic?
No, I can't, Uppy. I just had bad news. I'm losing my hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, yes, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
You poor boy.
Me too.
What do you suppose is the cause?
Well, worry, I guess.
Well, what are you worried about?
About losing my hair. Well, I'll see you later, Uppy. I got to look up a scalp specialist.
Oh, well, try to be more cheerful, Mr. McGee. Remember, it is spring. A spring, a spring, a spring. A It makes me feel so good. Oh, yes, really.
Is that what that is?
You know, I should like to go out in the early morn and dance among the dewdrops like a dainty little fawn.
Some fawn, eh, folks?
Oh, I know. You think I'm just being a silly girl. Well, so nice to have seen you again, Mr. McGee. Goodbye.
Goodbye. She cares about me going bald. Springtime. Blah.
Say, Doc.
Huh?
Excuse me. But did I hear you say you was getting bald?
Yes, you did, bud. Why? You a scalp specialist?
No, I'm a tattoo artist. Now, how about me tattooing a little sentiment on your bald spot? Kind of an epitaph, kind of.
You mean hair today and gone tomorrow? Something like that there?
Yeah. But how about I tried 100 tonics, but I couldn't save my hair. Now my head is just like heaven, because there's no parting there.
No, thanks. No, thanks, bud. I guess not. I may look like a pinhead, but I don't want to be engraved.
Okay. Just an idea, that's all.
Tonic might not be a bad idea at that. Wonder what's a good remedy. Hi, Harpo.
Hello there, Fibber. I just... Say, you're getting bald, aren't you?
You think I am?
Well, I sure do. When I walked up behind you just now, I could see you were frowning before you even turned around.
So, hey, how do you keep your hair so healthy looking, Harpo?
Well, I guess I owe it all to my mother. When I was a little boy, she used to spend whole mornings and afternoons just brushing my hair. Brush, brush, brush. Right down to the roots.
Oh, just working her fingers to the bone, eh? How'd she ever have time to do her housework? Grab it, Harpo.
Why, she had plenty of time for her housework because she used Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. The no-rubbing, no-buffing polish for floors and linoleum that shines as it dries.
Ain't he wonderful, folks? So you owe it all to your mother, eh, Harpo?
Yes, I do, Fibber. I remember I used to say to her, say, Mommy...
Hey, wait a minute. Take that lollipop out of your mouth.
Well, I'd say, Mommy, why don't you ever talk about how tired you are? Don't you have rough, scrubby hands like the other little boys' mamas?
Shrewd little tyke, wasn't you?
And then Mommy would take me on her knee and tell me all about how easy and quick it is to use glow coat. And that's how she always had time to brush my hair. Oh, we were great pals.
Well, a mother's best friend is her boy, they tell me. Have you told her she better rush out and grab off some of them money-saving special giant-sized cans before they're all gone?
Oh, don't worry. She knows all about that. She also knows that you get a pint and a third for the price of a pint. Well, I gotta be going, Fibber. And say, try not to worry too much about that baldness. We all knew it would happen.
Yes, I know.
Huh? You did?
Why, sure. Everybody said you were bound to come out on top. Well, so long, pal.
Very helpful. Oh, here's a scalp specialist right here. Dr. Harry Storer. Well, I'll try him. Hi, sis. Can I see the doctor?
Dear me. I don't know why not, mister. He's 5'11".
Yes, it's her again, folks. Miss Zaza Pitt. Well, tell the doc I'd like to see him, will you, sis?
You better just sit down a while, mister. Doctor's busy in his laboratory right now.
Oh, he is, eh? What's he working on? Trying to develop a skeleton key for a scalp lock?
No, he's experimenting on wiring a toupee for sound. He wants to see if a cowlick can move. My, you're getting pretty bald, aren't you, mister?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, sis. I hope the doc can do something about it. You a registered nurse?
Well, I'm a nurse. But dear me, even though there's dozens of men in here every day, I don't seem to have registered yet.
Oh, don't worry, sis. As the Bureau of Identification says to the burglar, someday your prince will come.
Wow.
You like nursing?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. I always said if I went into nursing, I'd want to reach the highest place in my profession. And here I am, assistant to a scalp doctor.
But how come you choose this particular branch of the profession?
Oh, you know how it is with a young girl. We just get such romantic ideas.
You expect to find romance in here?
Well, it narrows the field, mister. Very few women get bald.
But I suspect you won't find no dream man, sis, unless you're looking for one that's thick in the middle and thin on top.
Oh, we don't have to be built to specifications, mister. I'll just take one out of stock.
Well, just the same, the guys you're liable to meet in this office will no doubt be middle-aged, fat, and gray-haired.
Yes, I know. But any man who gets to middle age and is still fat is probably pretty prosperous. And if he has gray hair, it was probably cause for worry. And there's only two things men worry about, women and money. And if he has any money and still wants to worry about a woman, well, I guess I know my duty, mister.
Well, you seem to have the situation well.
Oh, hello, doctor. Here's Mr. McGee to see you.
Oh, yes, that's fine. Did you take his history, nurse?
No, but I gave him quite a bit of mine.
By the way, nurse, I'm a little puzzled about that Frangle case. Can't quite diagnose it. He says he wakes up in the morning with dimples all over his scalp.
Oh, I can diagnose that, Doc. Tell him to quit using the outdoor sleeping porch during the woodpecker season.
Very amusing. I see you're suffering from alopecia areata yourself.
Who? You think you can do something for me, Doc? I ain't hopeless, am I?
Not with my system, my boy. We can grow hair on a football helmet. Let me see now. I think your case calls for Formula 27. It's an old Indian remedy for baldness.
Oh, well, that's my chief worry.
Yes. Here we are. Take this tonic home with you, McGee, and these tweezers.
Tweezers? What's them for?
This tonic is so efficient, it grows eyebrows on the bottle. Use it liberally, but only on the scalp, remember.
Yeah?
One of my patients, a radio actor, spilled some in his bathroom the other day with tragic results.
Oh, what'd he do, grow a mustache on the washbowl?
No, he spilled a few drops in the bathtub, and now I'm afraid he's definitely typed as an actor.
Oh, how so come, Doc?
Well, you understand, when I say he's now playing the part of a polar bear on a certain Sunday evening program.
Well, much obliged, Doc. I'll run right home and apply some of this stuff.
The sooner the better. Good day.
Good day, Doc. And goodbye to you, sis. I'll see you again when I come back to report on the treatment.
Well, I'll be here, mister, sitting here and dreaming my dreams about living in a beautiful penthouse with a man I love.
Well, and who is the man you love, sis?
Any man who has a beautiful penthouse. Goodbye, mister.
I love the foothills way beyond the plain. They love to echo our lone refrain.
all the day, singing lady ole. And the funny old hill sing back and say, lady ole, lady ole, lady ole. From far away, way, 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 got no gal, got no pal to keep me company. Yeah, only got the funny old hill singing along with me. Oh, I'm happy, yeah, happy, and it's there I long to stay.
Singing the funny old hill. And that was nice timing, too, kids, because I got back in the house just before you finished. Did you ever notice the construction of this show, folks? How we weave the music through the drama? That Raddick, who's that? I want to get busy and try this hair restorer. Come in.
Oh, hello there, Fizzard.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Fizzard, what is this I'm hearing about your hair doing a strip tease on your cranium, Mom? Or am I labeling under a Miss Apple dumpling?
No, that's right, Nick. I never noticed it myself till everybody started telling me. I thought it was okay, but you know how it is. Appearances are deceiving.
There is certainly more of a truth and a poetry in that, Fizzer. It is like little stories I'm reading last night.
Uh-oh. Well, tell me some other time, Nick. I'm kind of anxious to try this hair tonic.
Well, sir, it was being one of the funniest little nanny goats.
Anecdotes.
I stand connected. One of the cutest little stories I'm ever reading, which the name of it is being called Freddy Nan the Cow.
That was the bull.
Who cares? I liked it anyway. Well, sir, this little Freddy Nan was a pretty little Spanish boy cow, and there was nothing he would not rather do than something else than sit down and sniffle at a bunch of flowers, such as chrysanthemums, tiger lulus, garbunias, and nasty stersusforsums.
Yes, I know, Dick. He didn't run and play like the other little bulls. It worried his mother, too, didn't it?
Sure. Little bits. But if he wanted to sit and make his nose gay with a flower, it was perfectly bouquet with her, I'm thinking. Well, sir, one summer's day, there is coming to the farm a bunch of squeegees who are being talent scouts for a bullfight. You grab me?
I'm familiar with the story, Nick, so don't...
And just as they are signing up a couple of the bulls for the World Series bullfights, little Freddy Nan is trying to smell the flowers and is sitting down on a bumble buzz, which is stinging him right on the conclusion of his story.
You mean right on the end of his tail?
Have it my way, Fisher. Anyway, he is so painful with his sting that he is acting like a very ferocious puss animal, and they are picking him out to fight at duels with a famous cuspidor.
Toreador. There's toreadors, matadors, and picadors.
Sure. Picador and walk, don't run to the nearest exits. I know that. Well, sir, Fisher, what is happening on the days of the fights will make your hair stand on its hind feet. They're bringing Ferdinand out, and he is standing there swishing his tail. Swish, swish.
No, then he refused to fight. He just sat down and smelled the flowers that the women threw into the bull ring.
Sure, and everybody is being very disgusted about the whole thing. The toreadors is tearing his hair, the matadors is wondering what is the matter, and the picadors is picking Freddy Nand up and throwing him out on his rump roll. Nance don't care. He is very happy at going home again, where he can have his smell time sweating the flowers again. And the moral of the story is, being, don't beef if somebody is giving you a bum steer. Well, so long, Jesus.
Thank goodness now I can go to work on this hair tonic. Whew. Certainly smells terrible. Maybe the theory is to smoke them hidden hairs out into the open. Well, here she goes. Wow. That's strong. Gee, I can feel it working all right. One more dose now. Ah, now then. Now for a look in the mirror. Oh. Well, I'll be... Well, can you imagine? Why, that dirty? Well, what happened to it? Where'd it go? Give me that telephone. Hello, operator? Oh, is that you, Mert? I haven't got time to kid around today, Mert. Give me Doc Storer. Yeah. Fine doctor. He ought to be. Oh, hello. Dr. Storer?
Yes?
Dr. Harry Storer?
Yes, yes. What is it, please?
Well, this is Fibber McGee, remember?
Oh, yes.
Say, what kind of tonic was that you sold me anyway?
Why, what happened?
Why, I look like I've been scalped.
Well, I told you it was an old Indian remedy.
Oh, sure.
Just a moment. But now here's a reminder about the special bargain offer on Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Remember, for a limited time only, you can get Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat in big, giant-size cans, containing one-third more than the regular pound and pint sizes. You don't have to pay one extra penny for these big, giant-size cans. Thousands of women have already gone to their dealers to take advantage of this special sale. These giant-size cans are going fast. You'll be money ahead if you get a supply of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat while the giant size cans are still available. They're being featured now by hardware, grocery, paint, drug, and department stores. Ask your dealer tomorrow without fail for the giant size cans and get a pint and one-third or a pound and one-third for the regular price of 1 pint or 1 pound.
Folks, it was nice to have Zazu Fitz with us again, but it's for that scalp, Doctor.
Hello, Fizzer. Can I have my present now?
Your present? What present?
You know, that little bottle that you're saying on it, to Nick.
To Nick? Oh, that wasn't to Nick. That was tonic.
Oh, for scream's sake, excuse me, I'll to Fizzer.
Okay. Good night, folks.
Speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
The selection Funny Old Hill is from Paris Honeymoon. Fibber McGee and Company were presented from Hollywood's Radio City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.